Blog Talk Radio.
People around you should really have nothing to say. Me, I'm just proud of the fact that you've done it your way. And the weekend's here, started it right. Even if you only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. Dying to meet your girlfriends that you said you might bring. If they're the ones that tell you that you do the right thing, oh. But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. They keep telling me don't save you. If I ignore all that advice, if something isn't right, then who will I complain to? But the weekend's here, started it right. Even if I only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. You got your guards up, I do too. The things we might discover. Cause you got a past and I do too. We're perfect for each other.
Houston girls, not the way it goes down. Atlanta girls, not the way it goes.
But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Cause to her I'm just a rapper and soon she'll have met another. So if tonight's an accident, tomorrow we'll recover. And I know I'm not supposed to judge a book by its cover. I don't want to be in the blind, but sometimes I stevie wonder about her. And she with it, if I'm with it, and I'm with it. I know what makes her smile, but I won't know what makes her different. Or should I just be realistic? Lipstick on the glass. See, I know this ain't your first, but it's better than your last.
You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Shower her with dollar tips. Shout it when I'm about a whip. Guarantee the city remember your whole name. You throw the hell a scholarship. All of them ain't all equipped. And this saddens me. I see the pecking order. Quote unquote bad bitches work the whole flow. Those that get laughed at sit off in a corner. Like a lab rat, nobody wanna. Niggas that are married don't wanna go home, but we look up to them. They wish they were us. They want some new trim. We lust for some trust. Now the both of us are colorblind, cause the other side looks greener. which leaves your turf in a Boise state. Can't see or play other team, cause everybody has an addiction. Mine happens to be you. And those who say they don't souls will lay their own, say to them that ain't true. All of them will have an opinion, but y'all know what y'all can do with them. But if you're unsure, I'll take you on tour to a place you can stick that in. Well, sitting here sad as hell, listening to Adele, I feel you, baby. Someone like you, more like someone unlike you, or something that's familiar, maybe. And I can tell that she wants a baby, and I can yell, girl, that you're crazy. Oh, what the hell, nope, can't be lazy. Please be careful, bitches got the rabies.
Strictly for blacks, History repeating. People scared to eat a chicken. Everybody going vegan, what they put in it. Look at the world we living in. They got a shook in it. You going, you jogged, and your color might get you took in it. The man in the mirror can't look away. You got to look at it. Black lives matter, so what it means when they shoot at it. Generation genocide, what happened to Enterprise? Hurt the man infiltrated. Black Panther re-energized. Ain't nothing to figure out. They trying to kill us out. If I take a nail, see my fist, I'm a killer now. Just think, bullshit, you got to filter out. Are you really ready for the smoke like a Swisher house? Ready for the revolution? Who ready to ride? It won't be televised, so tell me who ready to die. If downtown going up, where we at with the shits? We at the liquor store, nigga, about to get us a fifth. No, they about to start looting. Grab the gloves and masks. Watch out for them tanks when they rolling past. Shit.
Never understand why they do it. Someone cut the channel off the news before I lose it. I ain't even tripping. If you with it, then we lootin'. Tell me put this Louis in the back of Suzuki. Oh, he had to break it down so smoothly. They gon' say it's not about race, but we moving. Oh, how? Had to trade pound. Had to put in my name. Wish a nigga play now. Any given day, I'll be headed to the pulpit. Say a little prayer. Matter of fact, I need two of them. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ooh, this ain't 92, so we in the new rules. Niggas got hit, so we don't lose the project. About to hit Rodale with my love, cousin Marcus. Going through a whole brick in the Neiman Marcus. Tell me put the whole mannequin in the charger. You should've been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets were flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Thank you. Slow today, but it's been that kind of a day that's happening. I wanted to make sure that I put some feel good in the background. Growing up, this is one of the songs my mother used to play while she was cooking some really good food and waiting for my father to come. And we would wait for him and we'd sit down to eat. My mother would make the best homemade biscuits, you know. Just delicious food altogether. It's just very hard to describe, but every time I hear this song, I'm transformed and brought back to that moment, standing there, looking at how everything is looking and smelling, and how my mouth will water. And then my mother would say, "Hey, you know, we're waiting for your father to get here." It's an amazing feeling to know that when you can listen to a song that will transport you back. But this is Marvel vs. DC Part 4. So I figured I'd play some peace music before we get to arguing. Because we're going to argue. We ain't going to argue. We're going to argue. While we wait for Van and J-Rob and some other people to show up. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy this vibe. Let this feeling hit you where it needs to hit you. Take you where it needs to take you. And love where all that it does. This music is timeless. It's classic. You don't get to hear a lot of it, but when we play it, it makes you feel some kind of way. You know, so Denise Williams was a monster. You know, I don't care what nobody tells me. Every time I hear this song, I'm going to smile and feel happy. So, that being said, we're going to get to it, you know. Put our appropriate music in the background and introduce to some of the people sitting here, because we ain't going to wait for people, because we ain't got time. It's a school night. And we're going to be done on the deck. That's what's going to happen. But in the meantime, in the meantime, we're going to switch it up real quick. As you hear my son Plush Tallis in the background, because he doesn't care that I'm recording. I'm just going to flush this toilet and be like, use the other bathroom. No, I like this bathroom. I'm like, you know, I'm recording. Oh, you are? You know, it's a mistake. I'm like, you know that. You know it. Anyway, let's bring some people in. Can y'all hear that music in the background? Just making sure. Oh, there we go. That's good. So, from the great state of Georgia, Georgia Peach, one of my favorite Marvel nerds in the entire world, the creator of Game of Thrones erotica, but also is straight legit a Marvel nerd, even has Marvel tattooed to them. Well, my pronouns are he, him, that guy, Hav, Rux, and some other things. If you don't like me, you can curse at me. I don't care because I think it's funny. But let's bring in Mother of Dragons.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Hey.
You know, I think we're gonna have to jump Paul Kane until Van them get here. I don't know where Dawood them is at. You know, all the DC has, they late except for Paul Kane. He was late on time.
Yeah.
You can tell he got a job. You can tell. Matter of fact, let's bring Paul Kane in here. It could be just us for now. the Batman of the 518, saving my city.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
That's what's up. And this is a propitious moment. Now, if you want to take part in the discussion, make sure that you press 1, right? Because, you know, as y'all file in, I believe that's Gwen C. I'm not sure if that's Gwen C. Matter of fact, let's find out that is Gwen C. It looks like Gwen C. Hold on. Let's ask. Is this Gwen?
Hello?
Is this you?
Yes, it's Gwen. How are you?
Oh, you on some Marvel DC nerd type stuff? Yeah, let me find out. Is this true?
I'm not even going front. No, I'm really not. I'm just here to be a supporting person and see what I might learn.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. So we're not going to snap on you. We're going to put you back in queue unless you want to participate. Unless you want to participate. You want to participate, hit 1. We got you, all right? I'll put you back in the queue.
Gotcha. Thank you.
No problem. Now, while we wait, I'm going to have to give Paul Kane his flowers. Now, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, right? For the record, here on the 50 Radio Universe, Paul Kane, since the first Marvel versus DC, has been screaming at the top of his lungs, yelling, just completely just being all out of pocket each and every time he talked about it. He said the Snyder Cut. He was sitting there. He said, I'll give you that, but the Snyder Cut is going to be this, right? He said, I'll give you that. You know, even if you won an argument, he'd be like, yeah. That's only until the Snyder Cut comes out, right? All right. And so he's like, it's going to be a whole new revisioning of the such and such. It's going to be the best. You don't even understand what's going to happen to you before it happens, blah, blah, blah. He went hard in the paint every time, every podcast. Every single time, he didn't care. He yelled at the top of his lungs. He was like, no, Snyder podcast. He's like, the Snyder cut, the Snyderverse, right? And we're sitting here like, yeah, whatever that is. So I said, Justice League was garbage. He was garbage. He was super garbage. He was super. He was like, they just gave away money. He was like, hey, we just going to throw this money in there and see what happens. We're going to see if we can get it back, right?
Yeah.
We're going to see if we get this money back. And he was like, no, Snyder cut. It's going to be dope. Blah, 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 right? So we done argue with this man over 3 podcasts. We done argue. We argued with him. We argued, right? We just argued. We wasn't debating. We was debating, arguing with this dude. And then the Snyder cut came out. And I watched it. The funny thing is, most Marvel heads was like, oh, shit, it's legit. It's a legitimate cut. Wait a minute. And not only was it legitimate, it was so superior to the first one. It was like, yo, Joss Whedon, I want to smack you right now. I want to smack you because this lets me know that you might not even done the best job you could have did for the Avengers. I want to hurt you now. I want to hurt you. Because here it is. This dude came in here.
Nah. The Avengers was good. The Avengers was good. Like, the Endgame and the Infinity Wars, come on. The only reason why they came out with the Snyder Cut was because they was drowning, and they had to do something.
We're not at that spot yet. We giving flowers right now. We on the flowers portion of this.
Right.
Hold it. We're doing flowers right now. We got to do flowers. We gonna argue. Okay. We gonna argue in a second. We gonna Boston argue with townies. We gonna argue, right? So Paul Kane literally was calling this. He was shooting it from the distance. He was Steph Curry with the shot. He was on it. And he called it. He was like, nah, it's gonna be superior, it's gonna be that. And none of us believed him. We all gave up our middle fingers. We all was like, nah. He was like, nah, get this middle finger. We don't believe you. You need more people. We did that to him. We can go back and listen to the podcast. You can hear the disbelief.
Ooh.
And he each and every time. Yeah, I'm giving you all the flowers. We're giving you all the flowers, right? All the flowers. And he's enjoying this. He's eating this up. You hear him laughing, right? You hear him laughing. Because I literally, I watched it, and I said, I had to call him. I called him up. And Paul, what did I do? What did I do? Tell him what I did, Paul.
This man was honest, and he moved with integrity. And, you know, he shared the truth and the gospel that he has seen the light. So I was super humble and said, I told you so, and accepted that, you know?
Wait. Mm. Did you say, see, that's what we were arguing. It wasn't that I saw the light. It was that the fact that you were right. It was a superior cut. It was 10 times better than I expected. I thought it was going to be garbage. I liked it. I watched it a couple times. I was really mad. I was upset. I was like, why did you do the first, like, why did y'all do the first one? Like, what was the purpose behind that? Why? For what? How come why? I was like, you missed characters. You didn't put people in. You're missing scenes. You're doing all kinds of stuff. You cut stuff up wrong. There's no continuity. It didn't make sense. And then on top of it, this is where I'm giving you all your props. This is all the props. All the props. Right, Paul was like, listen, the reason why they wasn't trying to jack the movies because they didn't want to tell Cyborg's story. Now, he said, this guy is arguing because he said there's some things going on, it's racist, blah, 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 such and so forth, right? So then we start looking at the actor, and the actor's like, yo, they're really trying to cut me out the film, blah, 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 such and so forth, right? So I'm like, yeah, all right, well, you know, aren't they supposed to be giving this dude a movie, blah, blah, blah? Paul called it out. Paul was like, nah, they're not trying to tell the story. They don't want Cyborg is essential to this story. It rotates around him, and they don't want to give a black man his due. So guess what? We watched the Snyder Cut. Who's front and center in the entire joint? Cyborg. Who called it? Paul Kane. Paul Kane called it. Exposed the truth and told everybody about it. And we got to know everything about that. We didn't see his father died and thing, all kinds of stuff. All this stuff that wasn't in the first cut. Why? Because Paul Kane. So right now, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Right, because this is important to do this. Wait, hold on. It's so important to do this. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this without messing up the integrity of the show while I'm looking for this thing. All right. But in the meantime, in between time while I'm searching for this thing, right? So Paul had been on it. He had just straight been on it, and I had to call the man and be like, listen, I'm a big enough man to know that I know when something is not right and it's wrong, and I got to be accountable for my actions. Because I done hammered this man. I done talked to him. We done argued about this whole thing. We argued so much. We was arguing. I remember one time we was sitting there on Facebook Messenger just yelling at each other. Nah, that's not it. That's not it. And then lo and behold, we get to it. He laughed. He's enjoying this. He's like, I got Muhammad to apologize on air. This is highly incredible. Right, so hold on. I'm trying to get this. Let me get this all together. Come on, give it to me.
This whole episode is about to be my ringtone. I'm about to turn my volume up and need a ringtone, and I'm gonna make this whole thing my ringtone.
You are not gonna make this whole thing your ringtone. Now remember, if you want to, when we go to the thing, if you want to participate in the thing, make sure that you hit one. But here we go. Kudos to Paul Kane for rocking out with us. So we're going to give you a call.
Yes, yes.
We're going to give you all the applause, Paul Kane. All the applause. Round of applause for you, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank Zack Snyder, you know.
All right. So now that we've given you your flowers, we've spoken, we've given you all the things that you've absolutely needed Now we got to argue. Now we got to argue. All right, so about the Snyder Cut and the Snyderverse, right? You know they're never going to make allow him to make the Snyderverse. You do know this, right?
That's 50-50 right now.
Listen. I know you were talking about, oh, the fans could force this to happen. B, they were trying to get rid of Superman. They were trying to do everything, man. They were trying to do everything else. And the renewed interest into making it happen, you know, you're saying it's 50-50, but, bro, they hate Snyder, bro. They're not letting him get at nothing, man. They're not
The reason it's 50-50, though, is because the WB was content to ignore the fans forever, right? The only reason that we got the Snyder Cut was because AT&T bought everything, and AT&T wanted HBO Max to pop. So when they got that, they said, what can we do real quick to get HBO Max to pop? And they said, you know what, let's just do the Snyder Cut. So that's the only reason we got it. But now there's been a merger between Discovery and Warner Brothers or Warner Media. So there's a whole new company, and there's all new restructuring. So all the people that hated Snyder, they're gone for the most part. There's only like one person there still. So with this new restructuring, we actually have a chance again.
I just have a question. The question is, and I am a DC fan to the core of the cartoons. Like I like the Justice League cartoon. How come, and I'm going to say how come Harpo, they didn't do the Justice League cartoon? That's the only reason why I kind of just did not follow this whole Justice League thing, because I just felt like they didn't do the original lineup of the Justice League. They added people, and they did. I just don't think that was cool of DC to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the people who watched the Justice League I watched that 90s cartoon, just like I watched the 90s Batman and all that stuff, you know? So, yeah.
Absolutely. It was for two reasons. So one was that I love that those animated shows, too. Those are incredible. They're classics. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. That's through and through. I agree with you. But one, to recreate that would have kept it very, very similar to Marvel, which they did want to kind of move away from and try to distinguish themselves, for better or for worse, if you agree or disagree with that. I'm just saying, you know, they tried to make a distinction. Yeah, and then the other part was some of the characters are being used in other properties, so they were hesitant. Like, they didn't even want to do two Flashes, but they didn't want to, you know, recreate other characters if they had shows coming up. That's why they didn't really want Green Lantern to be in the Snyder Cut or nothing else. So they wouldn't even been able to recreate it 100% because they had plans for other characters. So it was like, you know what? Let's just do a different, mature thing to kind of distinguish us. But they lost faith and they got nervous, you know, but the rest is history. But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. I mean, I think being not being like Marvel, I mean, but it has given Marvel success when they follow those kind of plot lines with the cartoons. And because then, okay, of course we know, okay, we're going to the movies, we're going to watch this. But, yes, they're keeping to the core of the storylines in the comic books or in the shows, you know, the animated shows and stuff like that. You know, and don't get me wrong, I like the fact that DC veers off and they try to go somewhere different with it, but at least give us something to where we can hold on to, like, you know, the backstories and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's more plausible for us to follow, you know? Yeah.
I tell you, I think they weren't really nervous about that because some of the characters, like specifically with Batman, for example, they looked at it and a lot of people was like, yo, every Batman movie, we watch his parents die. Okay, we all know. At this point, the entire world knows that. So that's why in the Snyder Cut, Batman was a little bit older. He had been through it. So there's a different backstory there. So I think I definitely understand what you say. I'm not disagreeing with you. My only thing is, you know, Marvel's way worked, but I don't think it's the only way. Like, after the Snyder Cut, if a Cyborg solo movie came after this, $1 billion. $1 billion. We'd be over the moon. It'd be great, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we should see. Yeah, we should see. Definitely. You know?
Definitely, that should definitely happen. I just added J-Rob to the call. But J-Rob, I don't know what's going on in your background. It's kind of easy. I don't know what's happening over there.
I'll make the correction. Oh,
yeah? Okay. All right. So, hold on. My music failed, too. Anyway, but let's look at it this way, right? What we got coming up for DC? We got Suicide Squad. That's supposed to be happening. What else we got?
Batman.
What else we got?
Mahogany.
We got Batman. All right. Yeah,
Flash.
We got Batman. We got Flash. Are you sure this Flash movie's going to happen, bro? Oh,
Flash
yeah. Michael Keaton and everybody else signed up. Like, there's going to be multiple Batman in it, all sorts. So they're going to get
that
this
would be
Flash
dope.
Point done.
That will be dope. I will be there. I will be there watching that because, you know, I love Batman. I do.
It's going to be something similar. I'm sorry, beloved. You were finishing? I'm sorry.
I mean, if it's like the 90s, if they can kind of script it towards that backdrop, you know, and maybe bring a little bit more modern, I definitely would be there. No?
I mean, it could be something.
I'm sorry, Mahogany.
Go ahead, J-Rob. No, go ahead, Cuzzo.
I know I shouldn't dive into the animation portion of it, but there was a Justice League portion in which the timelines were being shifted by a particular character. This Flash movie is going to be, you're going to see some of the same things like you saw in that animation, but it's going to be a part of the Flashpoint paradox, but they're going to stream different timelines. So you're going to see Michael Keaton. You may get a Val Kilmer. You're definitely going to get a Ben Affleck. The gentleman who just played Batman before, Ben Affleck, hasn't committed just as yet. But the streaming and the timelines are definitely going to fit. You'll see a Robin. You'll see an older Superman. You'll see an older Wonder Woman. But this the older version of Superman is going to be even stronger than what he is currently in the universe in which the streamline is supposed to take place. But then he gets stronger as they start to stream through universes, and then they'll go even back where they get him at Superboy, so to speak. But it appears to be a really, really sharp script for Flash. And I agree with the brother who said if there's a Cyborg movie based off of what you saw from the Snyder Cut, instantly. If movie theaters are able to do what they did prior to the pandemic, definitely easily $1 billion.
And they love that. No, go ahead.
That'd be dope.
I was just going to say, they said that the Flash movie is going to be almost like a Justice League movie where it's not just Flash. You know, there's all those other people in it that he mentioned. So it's supposed to be another big, sprawling epic that establishes the DC multiverse. The same way, you know, on the Marvel side, they're going to do it with Doctor Strange where they really establish their multiverse. The Flash is going to be, you know, DC's one to do that.
Okay.
I mean, the one thing that I like
about the Snyder Cut. They messed up with
Wonder Woman. Well, I know this, right?
1984?
Yeah, 1984 was garbage. It was hot. Steamy.
I didn't even watch it.
Garbage.
I didn't even watch it for all. I mean, yeah. I watched the first one. The first one was dope. Yeah, but nah.
But, look, I can't even see here.
I'll say this about Wonder Woman 84. Well, first, I'm not in the business of lying to nobody. It was not my favorite movie. Nope, not by any means.
Let him finish his thought.
I do understand the movie because, you know, I read a lot about, you know, Patty Jenkins and what she was trying to pull off because I was wondering, I was like, why does this feel so cheesy, so just like corny, so bright? But, you know, there were certain scenes that she modeled it after Superman 2, I believe it was. And like down to the fight in the White House when they fight through columns, the colors, the flying, like it was almost a shot for shot remake and homage to that old Superman movie. That was also the movie where Superman had to lose his powers. Superman lost his powers and then he had to get him back so he could save the world and give up his love. So it was very much a copy and an homage to that. Now, if you like that or not, that's fine. It wasn't my cup of tea. But I'm just saying, I understood what she was trying to come up do. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to give him a high five because that's exactly what I thought in my disappointment because I expected something different.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm going to be.
I'm
going to be
by the fight scene. The fight scenes really disappointed me because in the first movie, she actually used Zack Snyder's choreographers and action sequence team. And in the second movie, the physics looked weird. It was just off, like, and that was why. Like, she hired a whole new team, and it just got all weird after that.
She had the choreographers from the Jackie Chan movies when he first started. I was like, this is nonsense.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, I wasn't with any of that. I was not jacking that in any sense of the word. I was just like, no. Not gonna happen. But, you know,
see,
those things that
and that's actually why I'm frustrated with Warner Brothers as a whole, because I really hate saying that it's a DC problem because it becomes a DC problem. But it's not a problem that DC has created. You know, they hired Snyder. They did the Snyder Cut. You know, Jim Lee, the legendary artist of all comics and everything else, he drew the panels and the storyboards for Zack Snyder's story. So DC Comics as a whole was on board and Snyder Cut direction, let's go. Warner Brothers are the ones who, you know, didn't have faith, and they want to take this light, fun tone, which is why after, you know, we get Shazam, and we get this, and we get that, and then we get Wonder Woman 84. And it's like, they don't get it. So I'm hoping that this restructuring, that we get back to, you know, what the people want.
I'm not going to lie. Aquaman was a hit because when they directed it, they stuck to a pattern, and they kept hold, you know, they kept hold to it. And it was a dope movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly loved it. And I went to go watch it twice. Because first of all, Jason Momoa, he is fine. So, you know, I watched it twice, you know? So,
who's that?
But also DC has so many other little projects. Like they have Young Justice. I would love to see these things come to, like, I would love them to make those into movies. But I don't know because I feel like Warner Brothers, they're going to do something crazy with it, and I'll be disappointed. And I'd rather just see it as the animated side.
Do you watch
Young Justice.
Titans?
I watch Titans, yep. I watch all that stuff.
I was going to say, because Titans is getting closer to Young Justice as it goes. Like, when we got, you know, Connor Kent and the people they're starting to add, like Red Hood is coming this season and some other people. So Titans is getting more and more into Young Justice territory.
Yeah,
very much so.
I love the anime cartoon. I have the whole series on DVD. When they had it on Netflix, I used to watch that shit all the time. And I actually unfollowed Netflix for a minute when they took it off. I was like, and they asked me why. I was like, because y'all took damn Young Justice off, and because I watched it that much. So. I was blown.
It wasn't consistent. It was a very, very good animation.
Yeah.
Very good. But the storyline went to a certain point, and then it stopped being consistent with the storyline. And, you know, that whole thing with the people taking over the Earth and what have you, and then what happens to Superman, Batman, and Green Lantern, and Wonder Woman, and they're like, okay. End of story. You're like, hold up, what? No, there's more to this. But then they showed it to the brother's point previously. The powers that be at Warner Brothers, they're not, for the lack of a better word, comic book people.
Yeah.
They're not. They've got a few good heads that are accustomed to the animation of DC, but they're not comic book people
as it serves the transition. They unfortunately stuck to their guns when it came to Superman and Batman and was like, this is what we're going to do because this is what we've been banking on. Meanwhile, Marvel said, okay, let's go here. And they rejuvenated Robert Downey Jr.'s career because he was the only person who could have played this part. And for 10 years, this is what this man did. And they coupled every other character around him. So now everyone's right. got a movie coming out now. Black Widow's got a movie coming out because of Iron Man. Thor has another movie right. coming out because of Iron Man. The Incredible Hulk. Now they're going to have Hulk, Red Hulk, and Grey Hulk, and Green Hulk in a movie coming out in 2 years. So all of this is based off of the success of what they did when they first started this whole campaign.
I mean, that's
and, okay,
got,
go ahead. Wait.
Because
Thor has some
You kind of got to give flowers to Stan Lee. You know, Stan Lee got it when it came to. You got to give your flowers to him. He got it when it came to his writing. You know what I'm saying? And the people he chose for certain projects. You know what I'm saying? And the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
He made sure he stayed core to the comic books, really. So
one thing that he did that I got to admire is the fact that when he was about to sell Marvel, well, his interest in the company, because he had a great share, and if I'm not mistaken, when I read it in the Wall Street Journal, it was a portion of this that's supposed to go to Jack Kirby's families as well. But that aside, the one request that he had was, can you maintain the continuity of his characters? Maintain that, because that's what people are accustomed to. Even though early on, before technology became what it is now, a lot of those other movies were garbage before technology made them better. But then, for some stupid reason, they shelved some of the other storylines because in this new version, they're making Tony Stark sound like the most brilliant mind in the Marvel Universe when actually it's Reed Richards. But they're not touching any of that.
See,
you know,
So that's my thing. It's like two things. One, Marvel absolutely has done well with establishing, you know, deeper cut characters that, you know, aren't their A1 characters. But that wasn't out of their ingenuity or foresight or whatever. Remember, when this all started, they didn't have access to the X-Men. They didn't have access to Spider-Man.
Nope.
They didn't have access to Hulk. Like, they couldn't make movies with any of those characters. So when Iron Man 1 came out, I don't feel like they were super, you know, forward progressive thinking. I think they were making the best of what they had. But they did do something great. They hit a home run. You know, don't get me wrong. They absolutely hit a home run. But I think that was out of necessity as opposed to their plan all along. You know what I mean? I forgot my second point.
If you remember, Avi Arad, like I think you were saying about continuity, but Avi Arad stayed with Marvel for that specific purpose. Because to your point, they didn't own the Fantastic Four. They didn't own Spider-Man. They didn't own the Hulk. So they went with the next popular person in the universe, which was Iron Man. And like you said, they hit a home run. But all along, then when they proved that this can come through, now people are like, you know what? We might have to sell this back to you. Because now it's so popular, the other companies are like, what do we do with it? Because we don't have the budget to make what you guys are doing. Now that Disney's involved.
I mean, that's not exactly how it goes because, for example, they the only reason they got the X-Men was because they ended up buying the whole company of Fox. Like, it wasn't like Fox was like, you know what? You guys can do way better than us. Why don't you have it back? And that wasn't it at all. Like, they bully moved just more money. They bought the company and took it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then similar thing with Spider-Man. They still don't 100% have Spider-Man back. They're still on a profit share agreement with Sony where they're splitting it. And then Hulk, they still don't have Hulk. So there's mad characters that they still don't. That's why we'll never get a solo Hulk movie because they don't have an agreement the same way Marvel has an agreement for Spider-Man. And then I remember my other point. My other point was going to be as far as accuracy. I think the MCU has worked and it's good. And it's been enjoyable, don't get me wrong. I'm a nerd first, and I appreciate all the deep dives and the stories that we're getting, but they're not always comic accurate. Some things I'm okay with, but certain things like, ignoring Reed Richards completely, it hurts my soul. And then, like, when I saw
it's coming.
I mean, Shuri is smart too. So you got to, you kind of got to put Shuri in the mix, as far as like her bringing her forth, as far as her intelligence, as too. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I never saw Iron Man as the smartest. You know what I'm saying? I never saw him as that. Because if you read the comics, there were other people that was intelligent too. You know?
I just meant as far as accuracy, like Civil War. In the movie, Civil War was 5-on-5. In the comic books, the Civil War was a worldwide, like, war, everybody versus everybody.
Yeah, yeah, everyone versus everybody.
I mean, but if for movie's sake, they couldn't bring all that out. I mean, for movie's sake, they had to kind of narrow it down. You know,
they could have just waited.
You know?
They didn't have to. They could have waited. Why do we need to get that movie?
You got to give Marvel credit, too, because they even though they didn't really bank on the Black Panther as far as it being bankable, they still went and brought Black Panther out, and it made money. DC kind of just started bringing Black characters out. Like Black Manta, I know that he was in Aquaman. You know what I'm saying? I'm just starting. And maybe Cyborg. You know what I'm saying? But we want. I would love to see some leading roles in DC when it comes to the Black characters. You know, because there are a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of them that I love.
But hold on, the Snyder Cut was supposed to come out in 2017. That's before Black Panther.
Yes.
And it had Cyborg as a black leading superhero. So we would have had a black leading superhero in DC before Marvel.
Yes.
So
DC shitted on
DC
Mr. Snyder
was here. We was here, man. We was here.
Yeah.
You know. No, you were speaking, bro. You were speaking.
No, I talk a lot, bro. Go for it.
What you said with respect to the accuracy, I may have said it wrong, but I think what Mr. Lee wanted was some semblance of keep to the story that people remember. Now, granted, like everything else in the movies, you're not going to have it exactly the way, because sometimes when I'm watching even the animation versions of certain things, I feel cheated. And I also, well, those of us who read comic books, you'll understand, sometimes they pull from other storylines into the storylines that they're trying to make the movie of. They'll pull from an Elseworld series, or they'll pull from a different dimensional series and put that in. And if you're a comic head, you get it, but you're like, that's not how that happened. But then you just look at it on the flip side, and you're like, for the movie's sake, to get people's attention, I get why you did it. I just say stop cheating the comic book buff or the comic book geek, because I'm like, you're hurting my feelings. But if you make a damn good movie like you did with the Snyder Cut, I'm going to forgive you for it because it was a good movie.
Right.
But in certain other senses, you're like, nah, this is not how it went.
Exactly.
And you sit around and
you're
like,
that's how I felt about Infinity War and Endgame. In my mind, they played out very differently in the comics and this, that, and the third. But at the same time, when Cap stood there and he got that hammer and he said, Avengers Assemble, man, I was clapping like everybody else, you know, and I enjoyed that moment for what it was.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely.
Yep.
You was about to hurt my feelings on when you mentioned the Infinity Wars and I was like, what you about to say?
If you read Infinity Gauntlet and the Infinity Wars, his point is spot on. Because the Infinity Wars and the Infinity Gauntlet and everything that led up to that with Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel. Well, actually, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's four Captain Marvels. The original Captain Marvel was a black woman. And then it ties into old boy who's really big than Superman and what have you. Then it goes into Ms. Marvel. And Ms. Marvel actually is in both DC and Marvel, but that's a different story for another conversation. But still, to his point, if it had stuck to the comic book, it has still been dope. But the way they did it with this and with Cap picking up the Mjolnir, I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of felt like they kind of...
Yeah. I got the goosebumps, and I started clapping like everyone else. I got caught up in the motion. It was a dope scene. It was an absolute dope scene. But yes, without question. But you know what's coming, right? Mobius the Living Vampire is coming. That should have came out before
that
Blade.
Would be dope.
But Blade, it's going to be incredible if they can do it right. And I don't say why not. But
see, I don't know, bro, because I think they're going to keep Blade, because now they're arguing with Ryan Reynolds even about Deadpool 3 and what they're going to get let him get away with. So I think they're going to make sure they keep Blade PG-13 so they can keep him in the MCU to some extent. So I don't think we're going to get, like, Wesley Snipes' Blade was one of my favorite movies ever. Blade 2 was incredible.
It definitely was, man. Yeah.
I don't think
we're going to
get anywhere near that nowadays.
No. I'll give you this spoiler that was written out. Yeah. We went to Comic-Con out in California.
Yeah.
And he said they wrote the screen part in where the I can't think of the brother's name, but the new cat is supposed to be coming back from wherever he's doing, but there's somebody in the house. And while somebody's in the house, he's like, so you're the daywalker. And he's like, who are you? And he goes into telling him who he is, and he's like, but who are you? And it's supposed to be, in the way they wrote it out, it's supposed to be Wesley Snipes with long gray dreadlocks. And he looks at the guy under the shadows and says, I'm Blade. And then it's supposed to go off, and then people was like, yo, that's going to be sick. But nothing's happened ever since then.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. Why does Ryan Reynolds continue to get roles over and over and over again?
Because I
don't know. That puzzles me. That puzzles me.
Not because
he says that
even. I'll tell you why. Two things. One, even when he's in bad movies, he's not the worst part of the movie. So he, like, wins by default by not being atrocious in a bad product. And then the other part is, since he, like, single-handedly got this Deadpool thing going, he has, like, immense fan love and appreciation, like, goodwill earned that if you hire him as a studio for something, between those two factors, you'll probably be okay, you know?
Good point. Okay. I'll go with that. Because I was like,
yeah,
okay,
and actually,
another movie.
And the same
okay,
thing, you know, to that point, he was going to join the Snyder Cut. He was trying to get in and make a hilarious cameo, like, as his old Green Lantern and have some fun with that. Of course, Warner Brothers wouldn't let it happen. But things like that earn him that fan goodwill where I see him and it's like, ah, this guy, ha, ha, ha. Like, you know,
he's perfect as Deadpool. Do what Robert Downey Jr. did with Iron Man and stick to that joint and ride it till the wheels come off.
Yeah,
but
Robert
he might
Downey
feel
Jr.
like he might get typecast, though. Typecasting is serious business when it comes along to it. Wait, who's area code 857? I added you. I didn't even look because I didn't use the bathroom, so I broke out for a second. Who's that? Area code 857, who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, 857. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
857, who are
you? Hello? 857.
Hello?
Speaking to her. Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Mr. Boston.
Oh, it's Mr. Boston.
Hello?
Oh, you kept it, man. Boston, creeping on in. Being all quiet. Now, J-Rob, we're going to fight Mr. Boston. We're going to have to fight him because he's sitting there talking about, hello, acting like you don't know nothing.
Listen, in the words of the late, great DMX, that's your man. That's your man.
You sit here and listen. What the hell y'all got going on over here? Man, listen. You know we talking. This is we officially doing the Marvel versus DC podcast, brother. This is what we do four times out the year. This is what we're doing. So this is what we're doing for. This is the section, and this is Paul Kane was right about the Snyder Cut. I know Van hasn't made it over here yet because I know Van was going to argue a lot. But we talking comic books, brother. We talking
okay.
Movies. We talking Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're talking DC Cinematic Universe. Then I'm gonna play this quick game. With characters, we're going to talk about who's greater, who's better, and who's greater. And then we're gonna see if people get on the event page, because basically we're flying solo for right now, but we're going to make it all happen. That's what happens. So, Mr. Boston,
well,
what do you know about comedy?
You know what?
Real quick.
I'm gonna say this. Ain't none of them better than another. Ain't none of them better than another. They all superheroes to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make none better than the next one, because all of them do different things to try to save the universe or knock out evil and be good about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things to learn from those comic book characters. A lot of things like love and respect and loyalty and a whole bunch of other things, you know what I'm saying? So that's just the way I see it. I don't think none of them are better than the next, you know what I'm saying? It's,
oh, man, Mr. Boston. Mr. Boston, I love you. Brother, I love your poetry. But I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be respectfully disrespectful to you. This is not the place for all that. You got to pick a side, brother. You got to be on the DC side or the Marvel side. You can't be sitting there riding.
I ain't taking sides on none of them. Now, if you came up with the Flintstones and Lost in Space and sit like that, what I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? That'd be a whole different story.
Can I ask a question of the panel?
Did anyone in this panel, did anyone get the Spider-Man album? The storyline
yes.
Spider-Man album? And that
yes.
came with the gigantic Spider-Man poster?
No.
It was him versus the Kingpin, and it was an
mm-hmm.
album. It was, and it had A side and a B side. It was a whole storyboard. Because
yeah.
I just found mine.
The Spider Universe?
No.
This is old school.
Back in 1976, there was an album.
Oh no,
this was on wax.
Wasn't even born then.
Yeah, wasn't born yet. But some of us who had brothers who had that. See, we talk about stuff. You want to talk about comic books and stuff like that. See, I grew up in the era, like I came through the era of Mego Men, where you had the Mego Men and they came in the boxes and you did everything else. Like, matter of fact, I think there's some film on that too. I was wee small, but I knew about the Mego Men. I knew about G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip and the big helicopter and all that stuff. But we used to go and read comic books, and my brothers to this day will tell you there was always a fight. My brother was one of the greediest people on the face of the planet. Only person I know would get new comic books, read them, and then be like, "Nah, you can't read them." I'd be like,
"That was me."
So you just not gonna let nobody you not gonna let nobody read no comic books? He's like, "Nah, I'm not gonna let you read my comic books. Get your own comic books." You know, this is a selfish little bastard. Excuse my terminology. I'm sorry, Mom. Anyway, I grew up in that area where we used to read Saturday morning cartoons, but. You know, I'm with you, J-Rob, on that. We had the Spider-Man album with the Kingpin, and you play, you listen to it, and you see everything going on, and hear everything happening at the same time.
That's where I first understood the song, "The Stronger the Man, the Heavier the Load, and with great power comes great responsibility." And there's a song behind that, but that's for another show. But I can't remember the brother who was speaking before the sister. He made a point about, we was talking about Mobius the Living Vampire coming out.
Paul.
Yeah. Paul, there's a couple of movies that's about to hit, bro. I'm curious as to your opinion on what these movies are going, what they should look like versus what our hopes are. Because Mobius the Living Vampire, I'm really anxious, because Mobius bit Blade in the original storyline, but That's another
yep.
conversation. And
yep.
you have Mobius, Living Vampire. You have the Celestials, because in the Marvel Universe, the Celestial, the Dreamer, that's the Marvel
yep.
Universe, because he's asleep. And they want to know what dreams feel like. Yes, and the Eternals. The Eternals was supposed
yep.
to come out last year. But
yep.
I'm curious what you think about those three movies particularly, because of what they mean to the Marvel Universe. Because I think the most interesting one is the Celestial, the Dreamer, because for every 1,000 years is 1 second in the
yep.
Celestial Universe.
Yep.
So
So he's been asleep for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, the Earth is a billion years old.
Yep. And I am excited, and unimpressed. Because as of right now, moving forward with the Marvel movies as a whole that are coming out, I'm more excited about the Marvel movies that aren't a part of the MCU. Like the Venom and Carnage movie that's coming out, the Morbius movie that's coming out.
Ooh,
I love the Spider-Verse stuff that they're doing. This Spider-Verse stuff is going to be crazy. And like the next Spider-Man movie, again, is going to be the crossover with all the other Spider-Men. So that's going to be a great time. I'm super excited about that. My problem with the MCU proper is that I feel like after this last phase finished, they lost their biggest heroes, and they don't have heroes that are at that same level that demand that same attention moving forward. So there's another Thor movie, but without another Cap, there's a Black Panther 2 on the horizon sometime. But in the immediate future, the Eternals is the only really cool movie. We have Black Widow. Okay, looks like a regular action movie. Then we have Shang-Chi. Okay, looks like a regular action movie. And then we have Eternals. Okay, that could be good. Doctor Strange. Okay, but I just feel like it's not at the same level of importance or demanding my attention as it was previously. So I'm more concerned with the Spider stuff that's happening and other like Marvel stuff outside of the MCU. But the MCU right now is not impressive to me.
I was really interested in.
But hold on, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back because it is 10 o'clock. We're going to play a station because we have to shift our discussion because we have to get into, you know, because we need to talk about the DC. We gave Paul Kane his flowers. We even named the podcast Paul Kane Was Right. So forever and perpetuity, it'll be in Paul Kane Was Right about Snyderverse, right? So we're going to say that. So we've said it. We've talked about it. We're going to move on, Paul. You can't bring it up as a point and be like, yeah, that one time. You know, listen, we're like, go listen to podcasts. We're not going to talk about that. See how you're laughing, right? You're laughing, right? Now, what's funny, right? What's funny? This is going to be the funniest thing of all, and I'm going to do it. But I'm going to play the station identifier first before we get into it, and then we're going to get on Mr. Boston for coming here and trying to all superhero do the All Lives Matter with superheroes. What's wrong with you, Mr. Boston? Don't do that. You don't do that at all.
I ain't did nothing but speak my piece.
Yeah, speak your piece, man. Man, and you better figure out when the honey drippers is going, man, because we off to the races. You slow, man. I don't even know where you can be at. What you been doing?
Stick to the subject. Stick to the subject.
All I'm trying to
stick to the subject.
Wait. We're going to stick to the subject. We're going to stick to the
evolutionist. That's
all. Stick to the subject, fellas. We're going to
stick to
the
subject. We're going to stick to it. All right, so we're going to play the station identifier. We're going to stay the station identifier, and then we're back into the conversation real quick, fast and hurry. We're going to do something real quick. I think it's hilarious. They don't know about it, but I'm going to do it right here. And this is the Epiphany Radio Universe. Check us out. Station identifier. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Epiphany Radio Universe presenting The Hidden. This is the Marvel versus DC podcast, part 4. Paul Kane Was Right about the Snyderverse. only about the Snyder. Let me stop. Nah, but this call, Paul King was right. And we're having an interesting conversation with Mother of Dragons, J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. Boston crept up in here, and, of course, Paul Kane, and yourself, because truly, Mojave, Mojave Brooks, here putting this all together. So here's the thing. Now, this is the funniest thing on the face of the planet, because both of you two, Paul Kane and J. Rob, don't know about it. You do know that both of you call each other, call yourselves Batman, right? Paul Kane calls himself Batman?
Though. I respect that.
I'm good with that, though.
Yeah, like, it's been a great conversation, bro. It's mad logical. He knows his facts. I completely understand that.
Ditto.
Oh, man.
I salute
they just
king.
Teamed up on some Batman family. I thought it was going to be more quick than that. Who's Wolverine when
nah,
you need
man.
Him?
Nah, man. Yo, Batman, think about it. Whenever you, whatever you read, even if you read the graphic novels of what happens in the DC Universe, every single villain, even the ones from other worlds, are like, this dude is the most dangerous. Stop playing with the people with the superpowers and get with this cat with the gadgets.
Mm.
The dude
Everybody
has a contingency knows. Plan for every contingency plan. And even
Everybody
when his
knows.
Contingency plans fail, he's like, yeah, I got something for that part too, just in case that didn't work.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And actually, you know what? I'm gonna shout out Mr. Boston real quick because he wasn't far off when he came in. I agree with him about the fact that everybody's good, you know, everybody's happy to save people. Because for me, when I watch the movies, like, not for nothing, I do a lot of community work, you know? And it is about sacrifice. It is about, you know, putting in your own money when nobody really does appreciate you, but, you know, you still have to show up and just help people and put other people first. So when I watch these, it's wild, inspiring, and motivating to me. So, Mr. Boston, I feel you on that perspective, bro. It's real.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Damn, he sounds too much like me because I do volunteer work on a regular basis. And, yeah, it's a sacrifice because not everybody gets it. And it's a thankless job, but you still do it anyway because your flowers come when you least expect it.
That's it.
But,
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's how it goes down.
This is the best podcast ever. I love this podcast so much. This is my favorite podcast in the world.
He's like,
you know,
I get to be right.
I'm rocking with him. I'm rocking with him because, yo, we don't, as adults, we don't get a chance to have these conversations, man. Come on. This is
no.
Like getting to just let loose.
Legit.
Now, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're listening, make sure that you press 1. I see some people coming in who are on the line and stuff like that, I know some people might be expecting there's going to be some poetry going on. Not tonight. We're doing discussion, nerd shit. We are nerding the fuck out. We are nerding. We are Marvel and DC nerding. We are just on some nerd shit. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. For real, please don't fire me for cursing. I'm sorry. But I had to say, we're just
I'm
some nerds.
I'm gonna miss you.
That's okay. It's okay. You'll see me, you and me, another part, Maki da da. Anyway,
really, I'm gonna trip you in traffic for that one. But there's honestly some good stuff coming, man, and I can't wait to see what's gonna happen.
We gotta get to the meat and bones. Now we gotta get to the meat and bones. Because we talk DC. Now we got to talk Marvel. Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Excuse me. Captain America and the Winter Soldier. We must begin this conversation. We must talk this talk around this show. We must do it. It must be done. It has to be done. And notice I said, please for real don't fire me. And then he appears. Jesus. He's like Beetlejuice. You say his name 3 times, he appears. I was like, don't fire me. He just came on. Wait a second. Let me see. We're going to open his mic real quick. He's like, hold on. Hey, boss man. How are you today, sir?
What it do?
What it do? We're doing nerd stuff. We're doing nerd stuff over here, but I was cursing. So I was saying nerd shit. Is that a problem?
No. It's all good. Proud of you.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, we're doing a whole bunch of nerd shit over here. We're doing some Marvel and DC nerd shit, and we just nerding the fuck out. So that's what's happening. But we're about to talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, you know, that's what we're doing right now.
Oh, man. Hey, man. Look, I love it all. I love it all. I'm proud of you talking nerd shit in person. It just warms my heart, brother. And I did watch the Falcon and Winter Soldier as well.
So really, let's just go through it. I saw Danielle come in here too, so I threw Danielle in here too. So I don't care. No, all right. So listen, here's the thing, right? Mr. Boston's out of here.
Somebody
so,
got a mute.
What's the guy in the background? Who's got the background with all that noise?
I know. My TV is super loud.
Somebody got to turn their TV down.
Yeah. Hello? Someone turn the TV down?
I don't have my TV on, so.
Well, he going to be mad at me, but I had to mute him. Mm-hmm. But he has controls. He can get back in when he wants to. We just have to join the TV. We can't hear anything. I'm sorry, boss. Sorry, boss, man. Anyway, listen, so let's talk about this Captain America versus that. So how effective do you think that series was, right? And let's just be free about it. We don't have to talk with each other, but let's just say, you know, actually, let's start with you, Paul Kane. Falcon and Winter Soldier, your opinion. I want your honest opinion. Don't give me no DC. I want your honest opinion. Falcon and Winter Soldier, let's go.
Absolutely. I would never disrespect the pod by being dishonest, you know, to the people. So I would never do that. But in all honesty, I was surprised by it. I thought it was way better than it had to be. It was better. It surprised me that Disney was willing to take a dive into such a serious topic. And, you know, we're going to spoiler alert here, so spoiler alert. But, like, he killed homie with the shield and we saw blood on it. I said, there is a lot that they're being upfront about. I didn't expect Disney to be that you know, honest about stuff. Like, when they started talking about Tuskegee experiments and whatnot and police, I said, wow, we're going here with Disney? So I was surprised by that. I thought it was handled pretty well. The fight scenes were okay at times, but I didn't hate
what?
It. I was surprised. I respected it.
What? You said it was okay? Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I'm going to reserve my comment.
How the fight scenes were okay. They wasn't like super stellar spectacular, like, oh my God, I don't believe he did. I mean, it's not like watching the Fast and Furious and you know, a tank comes out of the middle of a car and whatnot. But for the sake of where it's being streamed from, you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're about to touch on a couple of topics that y'all couldn't do when y'all put the movie out. But okay, I see where you're going. I have to reserve complete judgment till I see. So I like what I saw. I was entertained, and I shook my head and was like, okay, let me see what else you got
mm-hmm.
with this, because it's a budding storyline. And to piggyback on Paul, it left me saying I'm willing to watch some more. I wasn't like Wonder Woman when I was like, why did I buy this fucking movie?
I had
a better time in my house watching my paint dry. Like, what the hell, man? Yo, the Wonder Woman movie was like having a conversation with cheese. But that's it.
No, we're not doing that. The Winter Soldier
and Black Falcon, I'm with that. I like what they're doing, and I'm going to reserve complete judgment until I see a couple of more. But I like what I saw
so far. Okay, I'm going to go with Mother of Dragons. Mother of Dragons. And I see you, Danielle. You are here, too. All right. So, Mother Dragons, your opinion.
It definitely touched on. I like the fact that, you know, when the older man spoke to Sam, he said that they wouldn't be ready for a Black Captain America. I definitely felt that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I felt like that was the one that hit closer to home, because that was in the height of. You know, when we, you know, as in politics, when we were going through so much stuff, and you know, as far as racism and stuff like that. So I felt like that when they were trying to touch closer to what we were living our everyday lives, you know, and just, he was just trying to explain to them, like, look, do you think they were going to try to embrace you? You know what I'm saying? Is the world really ready for you? You know? Yes, we're black people, we're ready, always ready for a superhero, black superheroes, but are the white people are? Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that's something that we still haven't gotten there yet. Yes, you know, and you know when at the end, when at the end of the end game, when Captain America called, he told Sam and handed the shield over, it was a whole bunch of mess over that. It was people like getting ready to boycott Marvel on bullshit like that. And I think this is because that just shows proof that we haven't gotten past our, we still haven't got past our systematic stuff that we're still have to hold on to. So the fact there was a lot of controversy. And the fact that they touched on that controversy and talked about it openly, and he asked him some real questions to make him think within inward within himself as a superhero is something that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Danielle.
Most definitely. I'm with J Rob though. I have to reserve some judgment for when I watch the rest of them, because like I said, you shocked me because you didn't tell me it was a series. I wasn't paying attention. I don't watch television at all, and I was expecting it to be a whole movie, and it like went off early, and I'm like, where's the rest of the damn movie? And then my son was like, "Mom, you didn't know it was a series?" No, hell no, I didn't. But I like it. I do like it a lot. I like the whole concept of it. But I want to check out the rest of the shows that that come with it, and then I can speak on it a little bit more. And that's pretty much all you're gonna get out of me, because my son can give you a whole long commentary thing about this. Hey, Jordan, he can give you everything you want about Marvel, DC, everything. You know, and
put that boy on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Hey, Jordan,
yeah,
come here for a second,
hang
man.
Up. You hang up and put him on.
Well, I gotta hang up.
All right, come here for a second. The Marvel versus DC thing tonight. Say hi.
You don't have to grab the phone.
Hello, everyone. All you transgenders, non-binaries, neutral genders, whatever you identify as.
We
gotta
go there. We're talking about. George, just say hi, bro. Let's roll.
What's the scoop on today's bugle? Good
direction. I like him. He can stay.
All right, Spider-Man being menace today.
All right, you finish menacing.
My
up? We're gonna ask some questions. We're gonna ask some questions, Jordan.
All
ready?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So give us your honest opinion on the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
My honest opinion as a whole,
yeah.
I don't like it. If I'm being honest with myself, I don't like it.
Why is that, sir?
Well, if you noticed, and when Phase 4 is coming around, Phase 4 is here. And a good chunk of the men got ripped off of new movies, and they're going to be, well, sidelined to TV shows, and the women are taking over for Phase 4.
Okay, so
noticed,
what's wrong with that?
Only a select few of men are getting a few movies in Phase 4. We still got a long way to go. Just beginning, though, but women are taking over Phase 4.
So
what you ask me, Falcon, when the soldier got dirty with the TV show. I mean, when the soldier got his own standalone.
Well, so wait. Stay in that thought. Why do you think it got done dirty in the TV show? Explain to me.
Well, they could have explored more with the gay Falcon, his own movie, solo film, but he kind of already got featured in Ant-Man and previous other films. So they kind of wrapped up with that. And the Winter Soldier, I mean, given he was in the previous Captain America, well, the trilogy, I mean, yeah, he's kind of already done. I mean, what more can they go with? I mean, yeah, they could go with a whole lot more, but I don't think they're going to expand a whole lot more. Yeah, he's in Falcon and Winter Soldier. I feel like they just brushed him aside.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody's going to take over for Phase 4.
So who do you think is going to have the highest grossing movies? And so here's my question, right? Which was better to you, Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman 1984?
Oh, you had to go there. You had to go there.
I did.
Well, from my standpoint, 84, they did Deborah dirty. She looked like a furry. They did Deborah dirty. She did not look like she was. She looked like she belonged in the Cats trailer. She felt like a side villain. Well, once the alphabet people.
Just kidding.
As for Wonder Woman, the movie as a whole, it could have been done better. It felt like an 80s type feel.
Because it's 1984, though.
Yeah, I'll give it that. What was that, the movie?
Captain America.
Captain Marvel. It didn't appeal to me.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
I was never a huge. I've been reading comics since 06, and I never could get into Captain Marvel. Once she got the short haircut, it just fell off of me. I actually liked the character. She had the long hair and the all black. Yeah, that was Miss Marvel, but she kind of fell off of me. I didn't really like the character, so I didn't really go see the movie. I just waited till I got the DVD.
DVDs?
I don't even have a DVD player.
On both movies, this ain't it, Chief.
Yeah. You're killing me. George is killing me. It's good to hear you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if you hate my honest opinion. No, I appreciate it. That's important. It's super important. And that's, and I thought it'd be funny because, we always hear your mother calling and telling you to go to the store.
Somebody's gotta stick up for us guys. We're under attack.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right. So thank you, George, for your opinion. I appreciate it so much.
Anytime.
Thank you for coming to the podcast. This is good. This is very, very good.
I don't appreciate being pushed inside. I really don't.
No. We just wanted to hear George. You said that he knows all things. Yo, he's hilarious. He's hilarious.
You didn't push me to the side. J Rouse said for me to hang up and give him the mic.
I'll
be in your inbox later about that.
Okay. Listen. One mic. We're gonna get back to everything else that's going on. All right. So Paul King, real quick, right? How did you feel about WandaVision?
It was similar. I think again, it went more serious than I thought it had to be. I was disappointed that it wasn't comic accurate. Like it was way more off than like a lot of things. And it had the opportunity, and maybe this is my own expectations. I feel like it had the opportunity to introduce a lot of things. Like, when they even brought in Quicksilver as Bro, they could have easily just been like, yeah, he's from a different universe or something, and we could have had it, but they kind of just let that go. So there's a lot of things like, you know, there was no Mephisto, this, that, and the third. So I was disappointed in those, but I did like that it was emotional, it was personal, and I think it was very cool to see, you know, a woman as a superhero take front and center. You know, there's been lots of movies that are all male-dominated. Like, every superhero movie, they've been white dudes. Like, that's what we have in common. We have 3 Iron Man movies, 3 Thor movies, 3 Hulk movies, 3 all these dudes, and they're all white dudes. So just like I'm happy that we're getting Black Panther and we're getting Cyborg and stuff like that, I'm also happy that we're getting Wonder Woman and we're getting WandaVision and strong women characters in the upcoming movies, too. So I'm very excited.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I'm excited. I'm equally as excited. I'm actually excited for the Black Captain Marvel, Photon, and the thing for her actually to come through, because I look forward to seeing what she's going to do in future movies and what how exactly her powers are going to play out. But with anything else that happens, Mother of Dragons, what did you think about WandaVision? Oh, she dropped. Oh, that sucks. All right. All right, so let's play this game real quick. Hold on. Let me play this game real quick. Pull this stuff up. Hold on. All right. So we're going to ask, and you
can
have to answer.
Can I ask?
Huh?
While you're doing that, can
yes?
I ask Paul a quick question? Because Paul's a comic book geek like I am. So thank you for being on this call, Paul. Paul, got a question, bro. How angry did you get when you've seen these over the last 10 years, when you've seen these comic book movies, even the Batmans and the Supermans of the world, that people are figuring out these guys' secret identities, whereas in the comic book, nobody knows?
Oh, my gosh. Bro, it makes no sense whatsoever. Nobody even tries. Like,
this is
my
dude now.
They try, like, it's like in DC, they try a little bit, but even in Justice League movies, he's just walking up to people. Like, he went to Flash and was like, yeah, I'm Batman. Just started throwing batarangs at him. It's like, whoa, wait a second, bro. Like, that's how we just start off? And in Marvel, it's even worse. Nobody has secret identities, from Peter Parker to Tony Stark to Thor. Everybody knows who everyone is. Like, there's no such thing. And it's unfortunate, because that's a big part that frustrates me about Marvel. With Spider-Man, it was a big thing of him wanting to take care of his Aunt May and keep his identity a secret. And then in Civil War, when he actually took off his mask, it was a huge moment. Like, and they just rushed to Civil War, and they have this little kid, Peter Parker, so we'll never get that moment. But, like, yeah, it's so annoying.
Thank you, because I felt the same way, and I'm like, who are these people writing this story for, and why are these guys telling everybody who the hell they are? What happened to the whole, if people found out who I was, you'd be in danger.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go on.
Go ahead.
Okay, when I read Civil War with the whole secret identity thing, I feel like Tony Stark set everybody up for failure, including Peter Parker, when he ran in front of the world and he revealed his identity and his loved ones got targeted. I feel like Tony set him up for failure.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
a couple people raise their hands. Hold on, Jordan. A couple people raise their hands. Area code 909. Who else is speaking?
Hola.
Hi, Bella.
Good evening.
Oh, hola, this is Bella?
Hi.
Hi, Bella.
Yes, sir. Hola. Hola, Van and Tyra. Good evening.
Hola.
What's going on? What's happening,
Bella? Just chilling.
So you called in to contribute to the comic nerdery that we are participating in. Do you know about comics?
I know about Spider-Man.
Okay. So matter of fact, yeah. Let's get into a quick discussion about Spider-Man. And how everybody knows his secret identity and everything else and this difference. And I am equally excited about the Venomverse and how it's going to cross over, because I think that Venom was a sleeper. Like, that was a sleeper movie. But I'm excited to see what Carnage does, because I remember the original comic book drawn by Mark Bagley, and having that. As a matter of fact, I don't have that anymore. I was like, yeah, I don't have that anymore. You know, J-Rob, you ever get that feeling when you bought that book, you had the book, and then you realize what happened to the book, and your feelings is all hurt now.
I can tell you about 100 different comic books that I have that I no longer have, and feel that way.
Well, that's not terrible for the
comic books.
I don't want y'all to hear me crying on the air, so we'll let that slide.
No, but since we're talking about Spider-Man, all right. So here's the question. All right. So here's the question, Jordan. You there?
He actually went to bed. He did want me to tell you and J-Rob he would love to have a conversation with you guys about these comics and stuff later.
Interesting.
Well, I'm coming back
mind.
To Philly so we could do that.
Oh, that would work. Oh, he'll love that. He'll love that. Okay, I'll let him know.
So let's talk about these three versions of Spider-Man, all right? We got, of course, we have Miles Morales. We have Peter Parker,
love that.
the original Peter Parker, and now we have the third version, the other Peter Parker, which is what's it called? Because I don't really count Spider-Man 2099. I for some strange reason I could just never count him. Like it just doesn't work out for me. Like
what? You don't count Spider-Man 99?
No, I don't really like that one. I don't know, for some strange reason, like it just didn't. He didn't really grow on me. Like, he didn't, you know, I had the books, too. He just didn't grow on me.
And you call yourself a comic book fan.
I bought the books. He just didn't grow on me. It just didn't work out. You know, sometimes things don't work out. And that comic book didn't work out for me.
I love you anyway. I love you anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it doesn't matter. You're my blood. You're stuck with me. You can't do nothing about it. Anyway, you can't do nothing about it. Now. Say that anyway, but out of these three versions, I'm asked the panel, right? I don't want just people to figure out, but to me, we know that Peter Parker has the greatest shelf life. But who do you think is going to carry the franchise securely into the future?
I like Miles Morales. I think the kids love him, especially my young kids. They love him and. They can identify with him. It brought back a lot. I think he was playing Biggie and stuff like. They brought back music that my children had never heard. And I watched it with my daughter. She watched it at least about four times. So I definitely think that movie in itself kind of gave more, especially when they split into different alternate. Spider-Man's, it gave more of a relevance for the kids and for us. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of felt like that one took off really good. So yeah.
So all right. So Paul, let's go to you.
Yeah. It's definitely the future is definitely with Miles, and I think Marvel knows that, you know, because the Spider-Verse movie crazy successful, and they're doing the sequel to that.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fire, and that was a great movie, like she said. Also, in the PlayStation, the game, they released, you know, the Miles Morales additional storyline stuff. So they've been pushing Miles, like, on all platforms. The next logical thing is for them to hit that home run in the movie theaters, you know, so they're definitely going to do that. But I think you're missing out on my boy Miguel with Spider-Man 2099. You know, he's Latino. And I feel like he's going to be, because they already started teasing him in Into the Spider-Verse 2, like he's going to be the next spinoff of the Spider-Man they focus on. And he's dope, bro. Like, he's different. Like, his comic books are a little more Snyder-y. Like, it goes down in his comic books. Like, it's worth it, though.
Mm-hmm. And he's violent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Happens. Like,
I think the tracks. All right. So hold on. Let me ask. We got to ask the ladies now. We have to ask the ladies. So Bella, since you said you know about Spider-Man, which one do you think is going to carry the franchise into the future?
Well,
Somebody's crunching? Hello? That's your answer?
Yes, they are.
That's your answer? Crunch,
my bad. My bad.
Oh, man. Oh, that's you. Oh, come on, Mother of Dragons. Don't do that. All right. We're going to ask Bella. Bella, what is the answer? All right. We're not going to wait. La Perla Negra, what's your answer?
Honestly, I can't on this one. I like, what's the boy name? God, the one that played, okay, I'm sorry about this. I don't know too much about him, but the Spider-Man that played, the one that played Spider-Man in, what's the movie with Jamie Foxx? What's his name?
Oh, that's the older Spider-Man. I like the older Spider-Man. Yeah,
I like him. Unfortunately, yeah. I haven't seen the newer ones yet. I haven't watched them yet. I've seen little bits and pieces of them, but I haven't seen them. Once again, my son has seen all of that stuff, but he has classes in the morning, so he has to be it. So he could have gave you a much better commentary on it than I could. But what's his name? Andrew something? Garfield or whatever it is? I like him.
Yeah, that was a good Spider-Man. I actually like that one, too. So, yeah.
I like his sarcasm out of all of them.
Toby, you know, he started the franchise, and I think a lot has to be said about that. You know what I'm saying? When a lot of people didn't think he can carry it, and then, you know, they expanded it after that, you know, with different Spider-Mans, and to see who, you know, to give him a good fit, to see who would be a good fit for our own Spider-Mans and all stuff like that, and especially, like, villains and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what's up.
I like Tim too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Wait a second. Let me see if I can get this thing ready. Speaking of which, because we're gonna go character for character on this one, real quick, fast,
okay,
in a hurry. So hold up a second. I'm gonna try this out because I wanted it to load. It's not loading. All right. So.
Well, I had an answer.
Quick, fast, and I know you do. All right. So here's a question. who is a better and a stronger character, right? DC's Icon or Marvel's Blue Marvel?
Oh. That's not fair.
Icon.
Icon, of course.
You sure? Icon?
Yeah.
All right.
Icon,
Paul,
or Blue Marvel?
Icon,
yeah,
or Blue Marvel?
Icon is way stronger.
You think so? Why?
Yeah.
I think Blue Marvel is definitely smarter. I'll give him that. But he's not stronger. If we're talking about pure strength, Icon is up there like Superman's status. Like, I think when they last I saw it was like he's Wonder Woman level, like strong, maybe not as strong as Superman, but up there like heavy hitters. So Blue Marvel is not up there like that.
Well, how do we know? All right, we're going to skip this. We're going to move forward.
Who is he beat?
I'm just saying,
Blue Marvel won.
He's won fights. He's done that. He's won fights. He has.
He ain't beat
right.
Nobody.
He did. He did beat people. Yeah, we just don't know all the people that he beat, though.
Icon has fought Superman.
Right. That's why I'm like, there's a difference here.
So
okay. Y'all playing. Anyway, let me still. Y'all playing. No, y'all doing all this extra stuff. All right, hold on. So, all right. So, which lightning-powered hero is stronger? All right? Lightning-powered hero is stronger. Wait a second. Black Lightning versus Storm. Which one?
Oh, my gosh, Storm.
Oh, Storm hands
Come
down.
On.
Storm hands down.
Storm being a mutant is an elemental, but
mm-hmm.
Black Lightning, that's pretty much a draw on that one. Because she's an
you
elemental
no.
with her powers.
No.
You think it's
Storm,
a draw?
Hands
All right.
down.
No. All right, so we... All right, so J-Rob thinks it's a draw. Mother of Dragons, what say you?
No, Storm has already been. I think she was classed as a category. I can't think off the top of my head what, but she's a powerful mutant.
She's a mega level mutant.
Yeah, mega level mutant. So I mean, that in itself shows that her versatility. As far as her powers is concerned. So, yeah, she has power over the weather, but she has powers in other stuff, too. So, I mean, you're basically, you can't really even put her in the same category as Black Knight, really, because she, in her
okay,
own entity.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to argue this. This is a solid argument that we must argue. All right. Who else? La Perla Negra. Are you familiar? Which one do you think is stronger?
Storm, hands down.
Okay.
Hmm.
Subjective, because Black Lightning can manipulate his in a more formidable manner than she can, but she's an elemental. But that's you know.
I think I have to give it to Storm at the end of the day because mm-hmm. Lightning, she can not match him with lightning manipulation, like you said, but I think she has the ability, like she said stuff like, you know, I can feel the electricity in the air or whatever. She can manipulate electricity to some extent, which nullifies that. And then once you're past that, her other powers where she can still make a hurricane come or do whatever else or, you know,
mm-hmm.
do rain. Like, it's too much. There's too much extras on her side that make her too strong for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
All right, so let's examine Black Lightning's powers. Okay, so hold on. Because we have to compare the two. Okay, hold on. While I pull this up real quick. All right, so they have 15 powers that you didn't know that he had. So hold on for a second. So apparently he can throw lightning, which we knew. That's pretty much standard between them. They both can throw lightning.
Electric mm-hmm. projection, absorption, flight, force fields, electric form. He can...
Hold on.
Go
he can
on.
Fire lightning at people. He can turn into electricity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if he turns into electricity, he is almost invulnerable. He can't be hit with physical objects, can't be poisoned or affected by. He doesn't need air, food, or water to survive. He can go through conditions that would normally kill him, even into space as electricity, and survive. He also has all the benefits you might expect from living energy. Like Vision and Spectre, Black Lightning can pass through walls or solid objects and move extremely fast, right? He can't throw a punch when he's made of it, but he doesn't stay electric all the time. But while he can't make a fist, it sure does come happen. All right, we're not going to talk about his intelligence. He has electromagnetism, right? It's sort of like a telekinesis that allows him to move things around. Of course, you know, he has black power. He has black... His thing is like the color of black when he does that.
Black power?
I mean, he has
yeah.
Black lightning since his. He said since his black electricity is based on magic, it doesn't follow those rules. Like it goes directly through something.
I was gonna say because Storm got black power too.
Yeah, I know. Hold on for 1 second.
But while Storm has to manipulate it to get there. Black Lightning is instantly in that phase.
Okay.
She never
well,
has
okay.
to manipulate. She can, No.
Now, but here's the other thing, right? There's just a couple other things. One, he says he's fueled by his, you know, he's fueled by his his anger, which boosts his power. So it takes him to a whole new level. So he can tap into strength. He can draw blocks. He can do a whole bunch of stuff. When did they start doing all this? When did that happen? Nobody told me that he gets strong
that
like the Hulk
20,
and do all this
that
craziness.
That happened more than 20 years ago when they put his powers out.
No, but no, because
well,
the original thing is not what it's saying.
Yeah, turning right,
hold on.
Lightnings and that stuff, that happened recently.
All right, so hold on. So then he can teleport. So, wow. So, did y'all know he can teleport?
Yeah.
Yes.
He can travel by jumping into electrical cables or wires. He can move through a power system as fast as a spark can, or he can travel through telephones. He can summon lightning bolts to strike
it
him and travel
like
from one
shock.
Place to the other.
That sounds like Static Shock. I mean, but let's get the storm. Let's get the storm.
But I mean, so, like the one on TV don't do all that.
No.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
the one on TV is the one is based off the comic book storylines from the 1970s.
Yeah.
Wow, which is crazy. So. Yeah. Apparently, he could, well, I didn't know that he could fly. So he could charge his lower body and float off the ground. It's
what's
limited
the point
compared
if
to because yeah, he said he uses it to float, and then apparently he has super strength, which I didn't know that he had, and he also has super speed. But he said he can run at the same speed as lightning. He can dodge bullets, whatever he's throwing at him. He gets super fast reflexes. He sees things at incredibly slow speed. What the hell? When did all this stuff happen? All right, so that's him. All right, with Storm, she can use her powers of weather to manipulate the winds around her to take her to the skies and give her the ability to fly. All right, so that's one thing. Matter of fact, we can ask our own Aurora Monroe what she thinks of. What are Storm's powers?
She's had her own Dark Phoenix moment, so a lot of people don't know that. She can actually manipulate, she can actually make a storm, a primal storm, out of her own powers. She stunned the Silver Surfer, so we don't know that. She's a brood of transformation, so she's actually can transform. She's contained all of eternity. That's powerful in itself. So I mean, and she's as equal as Magneto.
Oh,
and Magneto is very powerful.
Hold on. It says she draws,
she's an Omega
she
level.
Draws her power.
She's an Omega level. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I've seen to her point. She's an Omega level mutant.
Yes. So her powers, they haven't even scratched the surface of her powers. I mean, she's ignited Earth's atmosphere. This, and I'm just reading this off of a thing, but I knew that she could. I knew that she had her own Dark Phoenix moment, which because you know Jean Grey had hers, but for Storm to have that, that's crazy powerful.
Because think about it like this. If Storm is basically like she has the powers of Thor and all that, and can control the weather because she can control lightning in the center. So if she can control lightning and hurl lightning, then him doing a lightning-based attack does her no damage. He can't electrocute her, so that does
it wouldn't even affect her. It wouldn't even affect her.
Exactly. After that, what's he going to punch her or kick her? That's not going to work. Meanwhile, she can freeze the atmosphere, freeze all the electrons in the atmosphere so that electricity can't go. Or she can do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, she still has the advantage.
Oh, man.
I mean, she's powerful.
Well,
he is absolutely powerful.
Well, it's true that she is worthy enough to wield Thor's hammer. That's true, because she's worthy. But the other thing is that they say she draws her powers from the Earth's electromagnetic field, making her
pretty much
elemental.
Yeah,
making her pretty much elemental, which is kind of crazy. I wouldn't have think about that. And so it allows her to generate lightning, tornadoes, blizzards, and massive maelstroms. And she's been able to control the air in someone's lung and pressure in someone's inner ear. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Wow.
And she can create suborbital storms. Who can do that? She has the power and ability to create storms, to battle each other.
That's, all right, so we're going to leave it here, right, because we're going to figure out right now, right, we're going to vote on this. Who is who? Black Lightning, Storm, J-Rob, who you got?
Say that again?
Black Lightning or Storm? Who you got?
Black Lightning.
Mother of Dragons.
Black Lightning.
Storm.
Paul King, who you got?
Black Lightning.
Wow.
Solidarity.
It says solidarity. Y'all on that Batman shit. Batman.
Solidarity.
Yeah, what's the answer? They're both like Batman. That's the answer.
The word is solidarity.
It's okay. It's okay.
All
right. I'm like Scarface right now. It's okay. When you get a cold in the morning, you'll be all right.
Storm.
Storm. Okay. So it's 2-2. It's an even bout.
I have a question.
Now, somebody. Okay, go ahead.
Storm, because y'all actually read the comics, and underscore Storm because y'all like the cartoons and the movies. Now, that's important because I'm a comic book geek.
I read the comics. I was the only black chick in the comic store, so don't go there with me, okay? And I own an extensive amount of comics.
Are we talking?
We don't need the turkey spicy. Ain't no chicken right.
I faithfully watch this stuff.
We on some mild wallies right now. We on some mild wallies. We going mild on this. No spiciness. Yeah, I was talking real spicy for a second. You really can't have all that. All right. Listen, this is what we're going to do. All right. It's been a tie between the two. All right. I personally, I'm all for Storm, but I got to consider the fact that basically Black Lightning is magic and can transform and do all this other stuff. Because nobody told me that a man could teleport and do all sorts of stuff, become living energy and hop in lines and break out and stuff like that. That's a whole new level. That's a whole new level of something. You know what I'm saying? But also how uses things to augment his strength and move around, and when he gets angrier, he gets stronger. What the hell? I don't know.
Yeah.
And by the way, they canceled Black Lightning.
No, this is the final season.
Yeah, I know. This is it. Well, which is crazy because it was heartbreaking to me, so I had to stop watching it because we can't have nothing. Let me stop. Anyway, can't have nothing, man. It's terrible. But here's what I'm going to tell you, all right? We missed out on a lot of people. I don't know what it was tonight. People probably were busy and stuff like that. But I promise you when we do part five, we're gonna have some movies under our belt. We're gonna send out the movie things so that people can talk about the movies, and do everything else that's happening so we can all have a better conversation. But I for one would love to thank everybody who spent this time with us this evening, chilling, doing all the stuff they need to do, doing some nerd shit because we're on some nerd shit. I'm probably gonna take this and put this up on my page and see what kind of arguments this ensues because we gotta argue. We got to argue about this shit.
Yes.
It's important because I think that's
yes, we
else.
Do.
We got to argue. What's a better one? You know
you
what?
Also
no,
got to talk about
before
Milestone
go,
Comics.
Huh?
You
yeah,
also
yeah,
got to talk,
talk
about
Milestone,
Milestone. Dark Horse, but, Image, the same.
I promise you, I will make sure that we do that. But before Cuzzo, let me just put this up here. This is my final argument, right? And the basis for us ending this show right now. Who's a better sorcerer, Dr. C or Dr. Strange?
Oh, come on!
Let's fight. Let's fight yours. Let's fight. Let's argue. Let's argue.
Come on. I like Boom.
Come on now. We got to argue. Who's the better sorcerer? Who's the better sorcerer?
If I had to choose, I would choose Strange. I would.
All right. Hold on for one second.
You know what I'm
y'all
gonna
stop. Yeah. Huh? I'm sorry.
No,
hold on for a second.
What you gonna say?
Yeah. Y'all gonna stop sending threats to my inbox. Y'all better cut that out right now. Stop it. Fight me. You want to fight me? Fight me later. I'm calling it right now. Dr. Strange versus Dr. Fate. You want to fight with me? Fight with me. I don't care.
You're going to have to pick a side.
You either with Dr. Fate or Dr. Strange. I don't care. Pick one.
Dr. Strange.
Dr. Fate.
And I don't care if you vote for Storm. You can only vote for Storm if you're on the show. Ha! Take that.
Nah, Dr. Fate, because what he's able to do with Naboo, it's incredible. And he takes it to a completely different level in what he's able to do combat-wise and just mystical-wise. And if
all
he
right,
has
I
access to the mystical house, it's different.
All right, yeah. All right, yeah. Man, that's crazy. Man, this is absolutely.
Now, if you're going to ask, about hardware versus Batman,
We can't do that right now. We can't do it right now, and it's not hardware versus Batman. It's hardware versus
Iron Man. Yeah,
hardware versus Iron Man. We got to do that. Matter of fact, we're gonna have all the matchups. Matter of fact, the next one, I give it 2 months, which would make it August, right? August. Paul Kane. We're gonna do matchups. We're gonna put hero for hero. We're gonna match them up. We're gonna put people on different teams. You gotta know their powers. You got everything else. We're gonna give a power ratings, and then we're gonna match it up and see what happens, and we're gonna see who wins this. Paul Kane, do you accept this challenge?
I accept it, and I look forward to the opportunity to represent for the Bat family.
Not so fair, because that means J. Rob is gonna be on your side, and I don't really like that.
I'm rocking with my Bat family.
I don't like that.
Well,
I'm gonna represent
Marvel.
You didn't ask whether you liked it or not.
I'm gonna represent Marvel hard.
That's okay. And make sure, listen, y'all stop writing me messages, man. Stop writing me messages. Y'all want to fight? Fight with me later. And then ain't nobody answer the question yet. You pick one. Y'all want to fight? Fight with me later. Fight with me later. And yes, we're doing a matchup show. Pick a side. Get on whatever side. We're gonna pick out all the different things. We're gonna make it all happen. We're going to have to make it all happen. We also have to do a segment about who's strongest. We're going to say who's the strongest in Marvel versus DC. That's going to be on the next podcast. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
That's going to be fun.
Huh?
I have a question because it's the geek in me. Are we going to dive into those other characters like the Pym and you know, those other characters? Because with Jim Lee and those cats we're creating with Image Comics, stand up next to Marvel and DC, blow for blow.
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, considering they wrote for both, but yes.
That's what it is.
The Avengers versus Wetworks. Interesting.
No one's fucking with Batman,
but I'm just saying.
That's dirty, man. That's super dirty. But, you know, if we do Batman, we have to do Batman versus Black Panther, so we have to do that.
Well, Black Panther is wealthier than everybody, so that don't count.
Yeah.
but Batman's gadgets beat everybody's ass.
Batman's stuff cannot beat anything vibranium. He cannot beat Wakandan technology. He cannot do it.
He
it's
cannot be near that. Okay.
He's not fighting
he
technology. He is
listen,
only
listen.
Fighting tech. He's not fighting technology. And it's the same cat who figure out how to get out of Antium and that Wakanda technology into the Batcave and be like, this is
exactly.
a good way to use it.
Exactly.
Come here.
He'd figure it out.
It would just be like the white man stealing everything the black man make anyway. Let's go ahead and keep it. Let's go ahead and keep it 100.
I'm not jacking that one.
Going on here.
I ain't jacking that one. I'm the most pro black cat you're going to meet. But leave Batman alone. We ain't jacking that one.
There's going to be some cold pressed coconut oil in here the way things are getting jacked.
Trying to tell you. You know, Iron Man versus hardware, that's going to be an interesting conversation.
All right, bet.
But
all right, so this is what we do.
You do
we
realize
have,
we never talked about Reed Richards, right?
Look, I purposely stayed away from the Fantastic Four conversation. I purposely did that because it's going to make all of us crazy.
Just read.
It's going. Listen. It's going to mess with me. It's just like y'all really ain't answering this question with Dr. Fate and Dr. Strange. It ain't really get answered, you know. But I'm gonna still bring it up.
Dr. Fate.
Yeah, I mean,
Bob, you sure you didn't pick him because he was first?
No, I picked Dr. Fate because Cat is dangerous. Dr. Strange has a heart.
I'm just saying. But anyway, listen.
You know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody who's participating, it is a school night. It's 11:07. I've all said my welcome. I'd like to thank everybody who participated this evening in this podcast of Marvel versus DC. Paul King was right. Say hi, Paul.
Hey, everybody.
He's like, hey, everybody. He's like, so, just so you know, Paul was right about the Snyderverse cut. We were wrong. He was right. Last time for the record. Are you happy, Paul?
Salute, Batman.
Salute, my brother. We share in this accomplishment, this win, you know. Again, I'd like to thank my mother. I'd like to thank Zack Snyder.
No,
like
victory,
thank,
no victory lap.
You know, the people. But, you know, I'm just really humble about it. I'm real humble about it.
Yeah, you are. You're real humble.
All right. I want to thank Paul's parents, too.
I want to thank Paul's parents and the teachers that influenced him to read comic books.
You're doing too much, Kevin. You're doing too much.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
So we also like to thank Mother of Dragons for coming through and rocking out with us and doing the Marvel thing because she does the Marvel thing. It's good.
But of course. But of course.
And I just got a really good thing because I just found out that New York State is investigating the Trump Organization as a criminal organization.
Ha ha! Yay!
Yeah, they should.
got nothing to do with Batman, but I'm going to ride with you on that.
I just want to be like, your ass going to jail now. I just want to say that one time. Just one time. Anyway. And may I say,
Mother of Dragons, salute to you. I'm rocking with you and your comic book acumen. I'll rock with you. Even with the stuff I don't agree with, I'm still rocking with you. Salute,
Thank
queen.
Thank you.
Salute, queen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, it's important stuff, man. This is the good stuff, man. This is great. I'm just really loving this. So thank you. It's all fresh. It's pretty dope. I'm in appreciation for it. We're rocking. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank you, LaPerla Negro. Thank you, Mother of Dragons. It's been a lovely show. I look forward to seeing you in August for the DC, the Marvel versus DC Part 5, the matchup. That's what we're calling it. We're going to put all the matches. We're going to do this, and we're going to run this at least a week or two beforehand so people can really pick sides and call in with their votes. We're going to make it a call-in show with the votes. Call in with your votes.
Yes.
And whoever wins, wins.
Yes.
Whoever wins has to buy somebody some A&W root beer or something.
Hey, yo, I tell you what. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put up a comic book for this one. Because there's a couple that I have that are triple. No. Not the ones that got signatures on them. But I have a couple that, you know, I can part ways with because I got three or four of the same thing. And depending on, you know, how righteous people are with their opinions, Mother of Dragon, when it comes to knowing DC and Marvel Comics, Mother of Dragon. So we're going to pretty much put up a comic book in the event that, you know, I lose something. So I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to do my research now. You're about to make me eat up.
That's my gift to the conversation.
All right, that's
thank you.
So listen, thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. Tomorrow is Love Zone with La Pearl La Negra and Miss VIP. What's the topic for tomorrow?
The topic for tomorrow is when did you fall in love with poetry?
Ooh, smooth. Ooh, nice. Let me
thank you.
Nice. It's real nice. Real slenderous. Let me show. Anyway, on Thursday we have to get down with Wolverine and Batman. But Batman, can you tell me what's going on your show on Thursday?
I'm Batman. I'm just saying. But the fact of the matter is, this week's show is ask the question: what would love say about you? Poetically speaking.
Love would be like, yo, F that dude. Be like, F you. Tie your ass. Stop running. Stop running.
My piece is very easy. Love would say about John Robinson, three words, burn his number. And
wow.
Or would it be like, fuck him forever?
Forget it. The other piece that I wrote was just two words, get insurance. And peace.
Damn.
Yeah, you know what?
Damn.
We're
not doing this. We're not going.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming down. It's been a ball. All right. For real, don't fire us. Please don't fire us. We've been goofing off tonight. I'm sorry. We've really been goofing off. But
Paul, we got to talk, bro. I got some comics for you, bro.
Sounds good. Absolutely. You know, prep time. We plan. That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got
your Batman versus
Paul.
Spawn and your Batman versus the Punisher. We got some talking to do, bro.
Ooh, absolutely.
Listen,
Paul, I can't wait.
Don't worry, Paul. He's coming up. When I come, because I gotta do a show, and I gotta bring my peoples with me, so he's gotta come, so that'll be a perfect opportunity for y'all to intersect. So trust me, we gonna make this happen. All right. What's going on Saturday? Because it's your Saturday, right, La Pearl Nigga?
It's mine. Yes, Poetic Therapy. It's always open mic. Yep.
All right. That's what's up. And
don't forget about
Sunday,
I'm sorry, don't forget about Friday night where we have Express Your Vibe. That's a new show.
Wait. Oh yeah, that's right. This Express Your Vibe. Wait a second. Okay. Hold on for a second. Something happened? Is it alternating on Fridays or is it Friday?
It's alternating on Fridays. When Keith Everett has his show, Renaissance Poetry, she'll have the next Friday after that.
Okay. All right. So it's Express Your Vibes, and then the alternate Friday is Renaissance Poetry, and Sunday is Divine Inspiration. Monday is Soul Cafe with Essentially Zombies, La Perla Negra, and Van Meddlesome Vong with the Big Boss Man of Real Entertainment Network, Big Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet. And then we'll be back here next Tuesday. All right, so next Tuesday, it's the Honey Dripper Podcast, Wet. Do with it as you will. It's a memes, no way. What's going on? It's going to be real. We're going to slick up the floors on you real quick. We're going to slick these floors up.
Yeah.
So clean up on aisle 69. Mm-hmm. Get your cold press. Get your cold press ready. Get your stuff going. Paul, I know you listen to a lot of rock and poetry, but you might want to sit down with your girl and see what happens. Anyway, don't get pregnant.
Actually, bro, I have one question. I have one question before we dismiss. What was the name of today's podcast?
Today, you know what? I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
Wow.
Just no. Just not doing it. Not gonna happen.
I can't.
Read it. I'm gonna do like this. Go read the event page. Go read the event page. That's what you do. That's what you do. We're in overtime now. The podcast is officially over. So no. I'm back on my Marvel shit. Oh, there you go. All right, so anyway, listen, so ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening to us. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank y'all for rocking with us and our zany asses. For real, don't fire us. Anyway, don't fire us. He said, all y'all asses is fired. But get out my office.
Right? You know it.
Get out my office. All y'all. Get out my office. What the hell? No, you want the FCC to bond us? You want the FCC to bond us? Is that what you want? No. Look, yes, indeed we do. Yes, that's what we worked very hard to do this. We needed the curse. It was important, let me say. And he's listening, too. Watch. He going to be in the chat, like, he'll be like, yeah. And then y'all going to be like, he'll be like, I blame Mojave. I'll be like, yo, why y'all always blaming me for shit? That's the other thing. Why y'all always blaming me for shit? Every time something is like, yeah, it's Mojave's fault. I'm just saying. I get blamed for all the hundreds of shit. I get blamed. I get all blamed.
Because you are Captain Drip.
Man, look.
Captain Drip. Hey, for the honey drippers who are listening, why did y'all name me King Drip? Why?
It's because you are the drip master. Would you prefer drip master?
Nah, I don't prefer drip master. That's all crazy. I want to be master.
That
drip
sounds pretty good.
I say king, though. King is a good thing, but that's just, you know, King Drip. It sounds crazy. Like, what's your name? My name is King Drip. I'm just
drip guy.
We'll talk about that next time. Stay focused, kids.
We'll
stay focused. We over here. Stay focused.
But you know, J-Rob always does that to me. He'd be like, stay focused. He's like, get back on your square.
Because my cousin will go left and he will stay there. And he's like, why? Your drinks are free over here.
I am only secondary. To David Pot. I am only secondary to him.
No.
And keep driving left in a big circle.
Lord,
he'll keep
mercy.
Doing it.
I just
go left when I need to. I only cut up on, this is the first time on my time I get to cut up. I usually cut up on Love Zone. When I go to Love Zone, I cut up. That's what I do.
Yes, you do.
It just happens. I know. Mm-hmm. But I spit real. I spit some fire, though. I spit fire. It's good.
Oh, man, your shit is just the, it is the bomb.com. Yes, it is.
Quack.
Listen to you.
Wait.
I cannot.
Wait.
Is that Shane?
I know they ain't Mr. Nasty Man talking. Mr.
We're not having that conversation today, guys. That's not the conversation.
We have it because as soon as you say, okay, open the door. Open.
My jaw just fell off. Y'all see it? All
right, let me stop. We definitely get fired. We are getting fired. It is happening. I'm not even going to show up. I'm just not even going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. He'll be like, yo, if y'all going to be pinging me and hitting me and writing me, I'm just not going to go. I'm just like, listen, I know what my pain is, so. And he's still listening, so I know I'm getting fired. He hang up a button. I'm like, yo, he ain't hang up with nothing. He listens. He's like, he writes all this down. Yeah, you sucking shit at 11:20. This is what you say. 11:20 p.m. Talking that shit, huh? Well, shit was sweet, didn't you, Mojave? Didn't you? All right, we gotta go.
I love y'all. Good night. Y'all have a safe
Go to the event page, y'all. I posted some stuff. Go to the event page.
Night, everybody. Good night. Good night. Yo, good night. Yo.
Cool, Paul.
Good night. Thank you, Paul K. Thank you, everybody.
Ladies,
again.
Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night.
Love and light.
Good night.
Good night.